Hello, everyone.
Hey, everybody.
We are the Pages Speak. I'm Stephanie Page, and
I'm Joe Nathan Lee Page.
And tonight we want to talk about what do you do when your leaders fall?
Oh my God. Come on now.
You know, over the past few weeks, it's, you know, you don't have to look too far to see, you know, different situations and complications and I don't even know the other word.
Deviance. Sexual misconduct. Sleeping with multiple women.
Oh Lord. So
you pregnating.
Oh, okay. Different entanglements. I'm trying to be nice. That are going on within the body. And so the question is, what do you do when the leaders fall?
Yeah.
And this week we've seen, you know, we've seen letters sent on leaders. We've seen videos, we've seen reports, we've seen all kind of things going on.
Mm-hmm.
And again, this is not a new situation.
No.
And to be totally honest with you, I honestly don't think that the way that the church is currently structured, that is structured to fully deal with leaders that are falling all over the place. You know, the tripping, falling. So what do you do with it, especially with the current structure of the church?
Right.
So I think one of the things we really need to talk about is the fact that we as people, God gave us leaders, you know, leaders are supposed to walk away and we're supposed to be able to follow them. But we also have to understand that we are to follow leaders as the leaders are following God, because who our true leader and who our true head is God at all times. Jesus Christ is our Lord. He's our King. God is the ultimate leader. And people we've always been, you know,
in awe of their spiritual gifts.
Well, yeah.
Just and you have to understand that spiritual gifts is not the same as character.
Amen.
And sometimes we look at the spiritual gift and not the character of a person.
Mm-hmm.
And we think that the spiritual gift is the character. And when they use their spiritual gifts, now the gifts are given without repentance, correct?
Yeah, the gifts are given. Well, see, this is the thing. The gifts are given without repentance, but God gives gifts in order to lead people to him.
Come on now.
You got to remember, God always wanted to be the ultimate king and the ultimate leader. But people, because people are people, we need something to look at. You know, we need something to follow that we can see.
Right.
We need and
tangible.
We always look for something tangible. So he's always, you know, all the way back to Saul.
Yeah.
You know, the people didn't want God as king, so he had to give them a king, even though he told them this king gonna do this, that, the other, and the third.
You have your kids.
So your kids, war, all kinds of stuff. And they still say, we want a king. We want a king. Well, that same attitude is still pervasive. And so people are still looking for idols. It just is what it is. People are still looking for idols instead of understanding that a leader is human.
Yeah.
Leaders are human and they do not have supernatural power over sin.
Come on now.
They have the ability, just like we all do, to submit to Holy Spirit, to feed our spirits, submit to Holy Spirit, and crucify the flesh.
Mm.
But then we have to deal with the truth of the matter is we have created this culture that puts leaders on a pedestal and worships, like you said, the gifts.
Yeah.
Instead of the creator. So that's what you were saying.
And you put them on a pedestal, and when they fall off, then you fall off. Mm-hmm. It was never designed for one person to be in that position. It was meant for other leaders to train up leaders. It should be a church that actually reproduces after its own kind. It should be just like a fruit tree. There should be a level of reproducing good fruit. We'll say it that way because we don't want to reproduce bad fruit. Correct.
Amen.
We want good fruit. And it should be, I heard a preacher say, an old friend of ours, his name was Bishop Milton Dukes. He told me one day that, you know, if somebody was to, if he was to, like, while he was preaching, he said, if I was to fall over there, roll me over, and can somebody step up and continue on preaching. And I took that as the work of God should go on. It shouldn't be, it shouldn't die with a leader. It shouldn't die with Moses. Amen. It shouldn't die with just one person and then everybody else gets scattered all over the place.
Yeah. So the thing is, the way that we have things set up now, it's not as a whole body. And we have these idols that we've made people into. We exalt them into these positions where we believe that they're supernatural, that their gifts make them something above other people. Understand, we forget the fact that God gives gifts. He gives gifts for a reason. And the reason why he gives the gifts is so that people can come to see who he is and understand and learn who he is. So it's like a twofold thing. One, if leaders don't teach the people and lead the people to Christ, then we end up with this, the model that we have now. And it's the same model that has been like through Catholicism. Think about it. In Catholicism, you know, they were taught that you had to go to the priest. You could not talk to God for yourself. Mm-hmm. And in Christianity, we know that the veil has been rent. We go to God for ourselves. We pray to God for ourselves. Mm-hmm. We hear to God from ourselves. His sheep know his voice, and he knows all of his children. So in knowing that, the role of the leader is to lead people to God and lead people to Christ so that they can follow after Christ, as the leaders follow after Christ. But what has happened in a lot of instances is that the people have really done a disservice to the leaders, because the people, let's just be honest, we are somewhat lazy. We want somebody else to do all the studying for us and tell us what it says. We want somebody else to go to God, go pray. You go pray, Pastor. Find out what God wants and then come back and tell us. And then once you tell us, then we'll do what we're supposed to do. No, hold up. Pump the brakes. His sheep know his voice. That means you're supposed to, we all supposed to know his voice. We are all supposed to go to God for ourselves. Yeah. We're all accountable to knowing God for ourselves. And as leader, we're supposed to be training up people, equipping people to go to God for themselves so they can hear God and know him themselves. But people are lazy. They don't want to do that. They just want to come in. You tell us what it says. You tell us what it means. You tell us what to do, and then we'll do it. And then that puts the leader in the position where when everybody's looking to you for all the answers, everybody's looking to you to hear from God. Everybody's looking to you to be, you know, holier than everybody else. Mm-hmm. And, you know, so then when you fall, it's going to be either be doing a whole bunch of junk in the dark until God uncovers you, and it happens. You're going to get uncovered. Mm-hmm. Until God uncovers it.
Yeah.
Or you fall, you know, when these skeletons just start falling out your mouth all over the place. And then everybody sees what's going on. And then there's another disservice, because then the people, because they're so addicted to getting what they need from the man and looking to the man for everything they need, then if the leader falls, he's not even given the ability to get the healing, to get the deliverance that he needs in order to be healed, because the people are so reliant upon his gifts. Mm-hmm. Or a reliance upon what he's doing for them or his teachings or whatever it may be. So mm-hmm. they tend to, even if they fall, people will uphold them yeah. in that wrong.
Yeah.
And they don't get the chance to get their healing.
They don't get a chance to be able to, because most leaders, I mean, who is leading the leader? It should be the Holy Spirit. It should be that. But sometimes leaders have put themselves in positions where they can't follow anybody. They won't follow anybody. They put themselves in the position where they're their own leadership and they don't have any kind of accountability. Ooh. Then you find yourself looking at people who are just running around. In the school that we went to, they call it rogue, being a rogue, that you are like running around just really on freelancing. It's almost like you're freestyling. You're doing your own thing. Wow. And nobody can tell you something. It's a lot of leaders that people of respectable rights, you know, they come to them in love and speak to them and tell them that they're wrong and tell them they need to change or repent. And they won't even listen to even repent. There's some people that just won't sit down somewhere. I mean, if you see me out there running around in the streets, looking butt naked or whatever, you see me doing something crazy, talk to me. And hopefully I have sense enough to sit down and allow y'all to get me ready, get me together, than the Almighty God to get me together. You understand that?
Amen. But again, a lot of times people don't give the leader a chance to come because they're like addicted to the gift almost. Okay. You know what I'm saying?
Right. And he can sing good,
or preach good. Who else gonna play? Or who else gonna preach to us? Yeah. You know, when we need somebody to preach, or you know, he always accurate when he prophesies. Who gonna give us a word?
Come on,
need a word from the Lord. If they don't give me the word, okay. I was in a situation where, you know, there was a leader. And, you know, he fell pretty hard, and everybody in the church knew it. And there was a lot of women that were being victimized by his activities. And the issue was that when the activities came to the light, and then the elder stepped up for them to sit down, the people didn't want him to sit down. Because he's like, well, he preaches to me, and when he preaches, I can understand it, and I just need him to get, well, just forgive him. And the thing is, the elders knew that this was a serial offender. In other words, he didn't just fall one time. This was a pattern of behavior that was pattern of behaviors that had been persistent year after year, person after person. But the people went, so the elders went to sit him down. He then got up and said, you know, people are human and they just won't allow me to make a mistake, and they want me to sit down, but it's because like they ain't never, and the people like, yeah, we all make mistakes, keep preaching to us. And then he left and started a whole nother church and kept perpetuating the same behaviors. And so the truth of the matter is, the people did a disservice, because by them being selfish, and I'm going to call it what it is, it's selfish, because you want someone to come and give to you, and you're not even thinking about this person's soul is in jeopardy because they are in iniquity. So what do you do when your leader falls? When your leader falls and you know that they wallowing in some mud, recognize that they're human, that they need to be restored. They need healing. They need deliverance. And if you love them, you don't want them to stay in that state.
And they need some counseling.
Yeah.
They need some real counseling. They need somebody they can talk to be able to, you know, get to the root of the issues, because there's always some roots going on. There's always a root to every single thing. It's an origin to every single situation, whether you want to believe it or not. It could have started way back in his youth.
Yes.
It could have started way back in childhood. Something happened to him, somebody who was a predator or a victimizer, and becoming a victim to the victimized predator.
Mm-hmm.
And then they become victimized predators as well and perpetrate the same issues,
the same
things to other people.
That's right.
And sometimes it goes, and we understand that there's a spirit behind it all. And sometimes we in the church, we don't want to look at it as a spiritual issue. Mm. We're scared of devils. We're scared of spirits, because we're looking at it as hocus pocus, and understanding that sin is a doorway for the enemy to get in and continue on to feed and perpetuate that flesh that is going on. And if we don't understand, if it goes unchecked, like we see a lot in the kingdom of God, even in this season, this ain't just started now.
Nah.
This has been going on since the beginning of time. Mm-hmm. This goes on all the way from what Saul, David, Solomon.
Mm-hmm.
We're talking about kings.
But right now, like I'm talking about specifically in the church, we are not set up to really help our leaders get out of a fallen state.
Why?
Because even if let's talk about this, like if they're especially like these ones that are up on stages, you know, that are the popular ones.
Yes.
When they fall, and let's say a leader wants to sit them down, All they have to do is get phone calls and somebody else will put them up on the stage in another church.
The good old boy at work.
Okay. So it's a... They'll put them up on a stage in another church.
Uh-huh.
That leader still is not being allowed to heal. They're not mm-hmm. getting the deliverance. They're not getting the help. And because we're not unified as a body to say, yo, bro, you know, you're going through some things. You know, you can come over here. But if you come over here, it's because we want to help you. It's because we want mm-hmm. you to be delivered. We want you to get out of this situation. Mm-hmm. And then, you know, you also have the enablers. You have enablers in the church who know the leaders are doing some stuff, but because mm-hmm. they in the inner circle mm-hmm. and they want to uphold their position, they cover the crap so that they can get the kudos when they go on trips. You know, oh, this is part of my envoy or my mm-hmm. crew. Mm-hmm. So now we get to travel with them. And, right. you know, he in one room and we in another room, you know, doing whatever we do. Mm-hmm. You know, that is not love. That you not loving that person
right.
when you are upholding them in sin. You're not loving them. You're not loving that leader when they you know that they caught up in some stuff and you're not holding them accountable because you are so in love with the gifts. Mm-hmm. You are not loving that leader. And true love most often is to sit down, get deliverance, get some healing, and understand this. Every leader, a leader is a vessel, okay? These leaders, your preachers, listen, the apostles, the prophets, the evangelists, the pastors, the teachers, every one of us, we're vessels. Mm-hmm. We are vessels for God to use for his goodness. We're all vessels. Now, as a vessel, sometimes, like he was saying, deliverance is needed. That means some demons and some other stuff get up in there.
Yeah.
What do you do with a dirty vessel?
You got to clean it out.
You don't drink. Not now one of y'all going to drink out of a glass that someone just took outside in a yard that had a dog and got mud all over it and bring it into you and pour some water in it and tell you to drink it. Who going to drink that?
Hmm. Can I say something?
Absolutely.
Also, money plays a big real role in some of these issues. A person can be doing a whole bunch of stuff, but long as they can bring in a draw, long as they can bring in the crowds and make money, it don't matter what he's doing. It's just like any other event. It don't matter what the person's lifestyle is. If he can bring in millions or draw millions in a telethon or whatever, we'll still put him up before people, and he's never even unchecked, and no kind of we're not even addressing this sin. We just like saying, okay, well, that's on him, that's between him and God. And the problem with the church right now in this season, we're too divided to even check somebody. So if somebody is falling in sin, he can't just go from up under one covering, go to the next covering. And, you know, the next person who will accept him, you know, and probably accept him on this premise. You know, another man's trash is another man's treasure. He probably will take him and put him.
He ain't trash.
Well, I guess not. You know, I'm sorry. That may be a little rough. But people actually will go from, if a covering is not allowing them to do what they want to do, they'll call up somebody else who will put their name on them, and then they'll switch over to the next thing. And how can that individual grow spiritually if he's unchecked and not held accountable? How can that happen? How can we get it together? And the church is so vast and so big, these guys cross denominations.
Well, again, denominations in itself is the division that's within the body.
Okay.
So, again, it goes back to, you know, what I said before. You know, as long as the church isn't unified, we don't really have the things in place to really deal with it. But I want to talk to the people in regards to what do you do?
Yeah.
When your leader falls.
What do you do?
Number one, understand your true leader is always God. And no matter where you are, no matter where you worship, you have to get to know God for yourself. God is your leader. No matter where you are, you need to be trying to come to understand and know his voice. We want to talk about being a sheep. We're supposed to be sheep of his pasture. But if you don't know his voice, you understand what I'm saying? How his sheep know his voice. How can you discern when it's God speaking to some other spirit that's trying to manipulate you into being, you know, being party to the crap? I don't want to say party to the bull, but party to the crap.
What's the difference?
Party to the stuff.
What's the difference?
Party to the stuff.
Crap,
you know?
Is crap.
So you know, but and when you're not studying and knowing for yourself, you get caught up in that.
Yeah.
So number one, you know, God is your leader.
Yeah.
In all times, He's the ultimate leader. Now, I mean, you can disrespect or dishonor the gifts that He's given or the people that He's put to lead you. That's not what that means.
Yeah.
But what it means is if they're operating outside of the will of God or doing things that's detrimental to themselves.
Yeah.
Detrimental to themselves. Because again, leaders are still your brothers and sisters. And a lot of times people don't think about your leader is still your brother or your sister in Christ.
Yeah.
That's who they are. And I know we said, this is my spiritual mother. This is my spiritual father. Okay, they may have birthed you into your position and have birthed you into operating in the spirit. Okay, but you are a child of God. You're a child of the King. And so God is your ultimate leader. And your leaders that He's given you are your brothers and sisters. And you have to know that if I love you, I don't want you to be in a jacked up place. So what do you do when your leader falls? You got to help them to be restored.
Yeah.
Okay. Give them space to heal, y'all.
Yeah.
Don't cover for no crap, y'all. Tell the truth about what's going on, y'all. Yeah. It ain't to be gossiped about. It's not to be laughed about. It's to be delivered about.
Yeah.
Or taken care of, okay? So, you know, hold them accountable, take care of that. Give them time to heal. Also, it's your job to study.
Yeah.
Not just their job. It's your job to study.
Yeah.
So stop being lazy. And everybody, let's study and let's get to hear God for, you know, themselves. Keep your eyes on God. Keep your eyes on God. When your leader falls, that's actually a time for you to come into action.
Yeah.
It's just like if y'all, okay, for example, if your brother and sister, you know, had gone outside and got jumped on and beat up by a bunch of people, you're not just going to look out the window and point.
Wait a minute.
You gonna jump in too. You know, you gonna fight for your brother and sister to get out from up under that dog pile. When your leader falls, trust me, it's a dog pile that took them down. It's an enemy dog pile.
Yeah.
That's taking them down.
Yeah.
So your job is to go fight.
You got to get in the fight.
Fight for your leaders, okay? Mm-hmm. Don't just leave them out there to fight for themselves. Another thing, don't just step over them or step around them and go, you see that? Hey, they got taken out by that one, didn't they?
Yeah.
No. Now, it's one thing. Now, this is something different.
Mm-hmm.
It's one thing if they're of a reprobate mind or refuse to come up out of that iniquity.
Yeah.
You can't, you know.
Ain't nothing you can do about it.
There's nothing you can do about it. But you can't just try to, you know, cover it up, whitewash it, and not ever address it. Because, again, that's not love. That's not loving your leader.
Supporting a leader is not just being a yes man.
Yes.
Supporting,
say that again.
Supporting a leader does not mean being a yes man. Sometimes you're going to have to speak up. Not in a disrespectful way. We don't want to disrespect and not honor anybody.
Mm-hmm.
We want the person to become healthy. We want the person to become the best them that they can possibly become. And if you're sitting there watching it happen, it's almost you're just by guilty of association. It's like somebody robbing the bank and you was there, you drove the getaway car. So you just about as guilty. You're going to get the same time as the other person. So it's like you're an accomplice to it. And don't be afraid to be a whistleblower on some stuff. Somebody needs, if he can't listen to you and you are there and you're supporting in that ministry and he can't listen to you, he got to get somebody that he can listen to. And if he can't listen to somebody else, I'm not saying you should stick around.
So then I had this question.
Come on then.
We got a lot of people who are still babes in Christ.
Yes.
And they're based in Christ, they go into places and they're looking at the leaders as like representatives of God. Unfortunately, but what we've done is we're all supposed to be representatives of God.
Yes,
to be totally
but they don't know
you,
that yet.
But they don't know that yet. But even within, we've made the leaders into idols.
Yeah.
that people somewhat worship, and that does a disservice to them, because again, they are human and they have the ability to fall just like everybody else. But the real structure of the church, the way it's supposed to be, is it's not supposed to just be one person. When it's just one person, you know, that's doing everything or leading everything, you know, there really isn't any accountability. So, you know, and another thing, when you have someone who has fallen and they're not repentant and they're justifying it, you know, listen, you may get talked about, you may be ostracized, but you got to speak the truth on that thing. Don't be sitting up there amening when somebody is in the act of adultery. You know it. They obvious with it. And then they come up with, well, David.
No.
Bruh. I've heard so many times that justification. Well, David, or well, so come on now. Yeah. You have to be repentant. You know what I'm saying? It's like, listen, I fail. I'm wrong. I need some healing. I'm going to sit down. I need some counseling. I need some rest. Brother Avocado is going to come up and take my place, you know, for a couple months. I'm going to bring in some guest ministers to come in to feed y'all. Right. We've raised up some other leaders. Y'all going to be all right. Study, you know, until I can get back on in alignment. Right. But instead, they be up there like, people want to crucify you just because you made a mistake. No. And even David, when he failed, they were amen. 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 No, stop. Stop amening that stuff. Stop it.
Stop giving excuses.
You know, when you anointed, they gonna come get you.
Cop outs.
No, bruh. If people are trying to correct you, it's not like they're trying to come get you.
No.
Okay? They're trying to correct you, and it should always be done in love. And if you know you're wrong, just be honest with it.
Yeah.
And we, another thing, what do you do when your leaders fall? Let them be wrong. In other words, if they say they're wrong, say, oh, you are wrong. Yeah. You're wrong.
Yeah.
But don't go, it's okay. It's okay. No, you're wrong. Now, what are we going to do?
Yeah.
What are we going to do to get back? I'm here to support you.
Yeah,
you know, you're overtaken in the fault. We are spiritual. Our job is to help to restore you. Okay. But I can't restore you if I go to the same ditch you in and we all swimming in the mud.
Right.
So amen.
We're living in a time where we have to be in order to, for a body to be strong. The arm can't be doing all this stuff over here and we're not, you know, checking it. We got to be together and we got to respect the God in one another. This is not about titles. It's not about who you are. We know that you're a big person in the faith. Come on. We understand that you are apostle so-and-so and bishop so-and-so and the famous evangelist that goes around the world. But at the moment, you're a brother, and we don't want to see our brothers in the wrong. We don't want to see our brothers trapped.
So we have, you know, we have a scriptural basis in regards to what to do, you know?
Yeah.
First, we're supposed to go to them. And, yes. And unfortunately, it's an atmosphere in the church where, you know, people can't go to leaders to tell them when they're in error. And that's another thing that does a disservice. Because sometimes, you know, leaders will do stuff in front of, you know, people who they believe, yeah, who they believe is on a lower level, so they can't say nothing to you. You know,
unqualified.
And then when you come to say, you know, or, you know, Bishop, whatever, why did, well, you just don't understand, you know, when you grow in the faith, you'll come to know, you know, and it's all a bunch of manipulation. But when you have your own relationship with God, that stuff's just not going to fly. So the question is, what do you do when your leaders fall? Yes. Seek to restore.
Okay.
Yeah. If they will not hear you, you go and get two or three more. In other words, go find someone else that you know is spiritual, loving, and kind to go to them to try to say, listen, bro, you need, sis, whatever. You need to sit down. Let's get this together because sin is overtaking you and it's trying to take you out. And we don't want you to be taken out. If they still won't believe you, you know, or hear you, and they still want to keep doing the same behavior and they won't repent and they won't humble themselves, then, you know, you have to open it up. But then also as a body, when you know somebody's overtaken in the fault, don't keep trying to use their gifts for your own gain.
Come on, man.
Stop using the gifts for your own gain, because, you know, you're hurting people, and we're allowing people to be hurt. And then babes in Christ, and this is just me. You know, when there's a person, because like I said, I've been in a situation where it was a pastor that was flat out of control. And when he went on his rampage, it was a lot of babes that got hurt, you know? And so those who are more seasoned, sometimes you got to step up and put your arms around those babes that are unable to deal with the situation that's going on.
Yeah.
It's not like every man for himself, because there's some babies out here that have been devastated because they've had their eyes on the leaders, because the leaders were their representation of God at that time.
Yeah.
And they didn't know how to hear God for themselves. We also have to embrace one another and encourage one another and go get the babies. Go get the babes in Christ who don't know to take people off of the pedestal and see him as human.
Mm-hmm.
Go get them and let them know, listen, this is a human. Just like you need deliverance, they need deliverance. Come on, let's pray together. Mm-hmm. You know, we're going to keep watching. That behavior is not okay.
Right.
Do not justify the behavior, but love the person regardless. Love the person. Amen.
They're going to need it. They're going to need all the love and muscle. Love will cover a multitude of sins.
Yes, it will.
It will cover it. Love is one of the most powerful weapons in this realm here. Love will change somebody, especially praying in love, being able to wrap your arms around somebody and be able to tell them it's going to be all right.
Yes.
That's not saying that they what they did was right, but you're saying that, hey, you can recover from this. You can get up. Mm-hmm. Out of where you are, you can be transformed. You can be transformed. Your mind can be renewed. You need to get in your word. You need to get before God. You need to purify yourself. Fast, pray. Come on. You know, these things work. These things work. They work a multitude of things out of you. Sometimes you're going to have to go somewhere and let some people go ahead and cast some of these devils out. We got to get some of these generational devils out. We got to get a lot of these sexual immoral demons going on out of here. We gotta face up to the stuff that we do, and we have to be. You know, we have to encourage somebody to go ahead and stand up and be bold and trying to get free. We want people to be free. This is not about trying to beat up people. This is not trying to act like more qualified and blah, blah, blah. You know, some people are going to have their own little, you know, saying about this particular broadcast. This is about people. This is about people being hurt, damaged, and leaving a lot of, carnage in the wake of everything. It's time out of this stuff. People prophesying and laying down with people. People talking about the challenges of an anointing. Get out of here, man. Stop trying to make an excuse for your shortcomings. Go ahead and admit that you are foul and you out of line, and get yourself back in alignment with God. God is so merciful that a lot of these brothers have been doing this stuff over and over and over again. And if it was time for God to even cut off their air, ain't nothing they can do to cut it back on. If they understood the grace and the mercy that God and the love that God has for them, they will just turn from that stuff and return to him ASAP. ASAP.
So we just want to encourage you. We want to encourage, you know, people out here who are looking at church and they're like, you know, everybody, all y'all people, a bunch of crooks and cheaters and adulterers The truth of the matter is the same people that are in the world are the same people that are in the church.
Yeah.
And
they came from the world.
Exactly. And we got to come out from under this myth that, oh, if you're a leader, you're a superhuman, you know, you're supernatural over sin. No, they have flesh. They still got to conquer that flesh, and they have to be positioned to conquer the flesh. Stop being a yes man.
Yes.
We got to be real with the situations to deal with it. Be real with it and deal with it. Not just be real with it to gossip,
right,
but be real with it and deal with it. If you have a leader, if you don't have deliverance, go find someone that has to let me say, listen, pastor, bishop, brother, whoever, I'm with you. You're overtaken. let's go get, you know, let's go get some deliverance. Let's go get some help. They don't need, yes, people, they need help.
Yeah.
So what do you do when your leader's overtaken? Yeah. Help them to get up. Come on. What do you do when your leader's overtaken? Pray.
Yes.
What do you do if your leader's overtaken and refuse to come out from under that sin? Don't support them.
Mm-hmm.
Don't keep giving, don't keep rewarding bad behaviors. So if you have a leader that refuses to come out and keeps justifying sin and keeps doing the same sins, you're not helping them by staying there with them.
Mm.
You owe them the truth. Sometimes you ever have a kid to throw a temper tantrum in the flow?
Mm.
And so you walk away and say, okay, Minj, you about to, you know, when you get yourself together, you know, so you get up and walk away and you let them go through whatever they go through and they look up and you gone and they get up and get themselves together. That's sometimes what you got to do with these leaders.
Yeah,
they laying down, they doing what they want to do. They trying to manipulate you to get whatever response they want. They have to get me. Don't nobody love me. Don't they understand? Yes, we do. We mm-hmm. love you. Yeah. Get yourself together. Oh, I'm just human. Absolutely, you are.
Yeah.
Get some deliverance. Right. Listen, when you decide to repent and humble yourself, whatever, I'm right over here, but I'm about to go over here because I'm not going to follow you and keep, oh, BB, oh, okay. And you keep doing the same stuff over and over again. If you ever notice that when you coddle a kid that's throwing temper tantrum and acting a fool, they keep doing it.
They think they can get
so
away with it.
So stop doing that mess. Stop coddling bad behavior.
Yes.
Stop upholding bad behavior. Stop throwing money at bad behavior. For other people out here, other leaders, you know, listen, when a person comes to you and you know they in some stuff, sit down. Sit down. I'm going to love you. I'm going to minister to you. Yeah. I want you to get over. I'm not going to judge you. That's not my job to judge you. But my job is to love you and to help you to get out of this. So what do? Stop supporting bad behavior with your dollars.
Yes.
And your amens.
Stop supporting with your attendance.
And your platforms.
Yes.
If they're going to continue in it. That's
yes.
If I love you and I want you to get right, I cannot uphold bad behavior. And I hope that makes sense to y'all.
Mm-hmm.
You know what we're saying? Because we're seeing a lot of sliding, slipping, sliding.
We're seeing some crazy stuff.
People
dancing in front of washing machines with no clothes on.
Okay. Anyway, we seeing some crazy stuff out here. And the thing is, I'm like, okay, church.
Oh, my God.
Come on, church. Let's get it together. Come on, kingdom.
Come on, kingdom.
Let's get it together. Let's help.
Let's stop this stuff. We got us as the body. We can't be just We got to say no. No means no. No means no.
Yes.
I mean, stop. You know, stop going through there. You know what I'm saying? It's gonna be.
If God spanks them, let him get that spank.
Get out the way.
Don't try to block when they're getting their whooping. Let them get that whooping. Because hopefully God chases those he loves.
Yeah.
So if they're getting a whooping, it's because God's trying to clean out that vessel so that they can stop pouring out that contaminated dirty yard water.
You remember when your parents was whooping one of your brothers and sisters?
Don't get in the way.
And you walked in the room, they say, I got something for you too. I ain't forgot about you here. Maybe you, because you just happened to come in. Yes. Don't get in the way of God. Let him whoop. You see that? Go the other way. Okay, God, you got that. You got it.
Amen. So anyway, I hope you all got those points. Keep your eyes on God.
Yes.
Leaders are human.
Yes, they are.
They need correction. Don't uphold bad behavior. Hold your leaders accountable. Love your leaders enough to give them the space and the time to heal and to get right.
Yeah.
Study yourself. Don't be lazy.
Come on now.
Study yourself. That's your job. You're supposed to be being trained up, and God is your ultimate leader. So we love you. This is the Page of Speak. Now, next week, woohoo! Next week, we have an awesome program, all right? We're talking about, do we as a community have PTSD, the effects on racism in the Black community.
Come on now.
And we have guests Jessica Robbins.
Yeah.
And David Brown. Yeah. This is going to be good. So don't miss us next week. Do we have PTSD, the effects of racism on the Black community? It's time to have a discussion.
Let's do this.
It's going to be good. Anyway, I'm Stephanie Page.
And I'm Joe Nathan Lee Page.
And we're the Pages Speak. You have a great night.